Daf is Daf Yud. We got pretty deep into Daf Yud. It was pretty quick. Those who are not here, I apologize. But we got to two dots around 15 lines down. I'm not sure we ever said that to start Daf. But it went like, took 30 seconds. So you could do it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Omer calls Se'irim Kaparas and Shava. According from the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir felt that all the Se'irim of all the Yom Tovim, Regalim, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Chodesh are all equal. They all provide the same Kapara. So I'm a little out of breath right up the stairs, sorry. Amr b'chama bar Rabbi Chanina, my time at Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir that he says the Seirim are all equal? Amr Kral, the project says, Sayir v'sayir, the ekshava, we saw this yesterday. Hukshu kal Seirim, zelazeh, vav mosif al inin risham. So we just have to really appreciate what's going on in the Pesukim here. We don't have the Pesukim here, but the next question is really going to bring everything out. So the Gemara says, Kasaka daitach kol chad v'chad mechavrei gamar. The havamin is that each one is learning from the one adjacent to it. So we have to read through Rashi's here. All these pesukim are found in Parshas Pinchas. If we had the whole Parshas Pinchas, it would really be clear to us. But look at Rashi says, four lines down, Kasaka daitach kalchad v'chad mechaveri gamar. Each one is learning from the pasuk or parsha adjacent to it. Shel Pesach hasamech l'rosh chodesh, gamar mirosh chodesh l'chaper al atar, shachas atamir. Pesach, which is next to the Pesukim of Rosh Chodesh, learns from just like Rosh Chodesh is Mechapir on Tahor, who eats Tameh, Pesach is the same, has the same din. Uber Rosh Chodesh, Shvir Leidre, Meir, Kirby Shimon. Fine. Vishel Sukkis, which is Hasamech L'Shel Yom HaKippurim, Gamar Midi Yom HaKippurim, L'Shein Bayadir B'Tchila, Avayesh B'Di Yosof, so to now we learn from Yom Kippur and apply that to Sukkis. Vishel Yom HaKippurim, Vishel Sukkis. Now the other way, Yom Kippur learns from Sukkis, L'Ein Bayadir, Lo B'Tchila B'Sof. V'had the Gamri, after we've established that, then again, Kula Chad V'Chad Midisamech Le, El Yonim V'Tachtonim V'Tachtonim El Yonim. So Pesach is next to Sukkis, which is next to Yom Kippur. So now we're saying Yom Kippur teaches a din to Sukkis. Now Sukkis takes the halach of Yom Kippur and applies it secondly to Pesach. So we're not learning Pesach directly from Yom Kippur. We're learning it through Sukkis, which is next to Yom Kippur. A number of different jumps, and there are a number of different joshas, if that's clear. So the problem is, the Gemara says, so if you really learn Sukkis from Yom Kippur, and then applying that drasha from Sukkis to Pesach, the Gemara asks, V'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol haTorah kula l'meidim l'meid milameid. In the entire Torah, we're able to learn one drasha, you could apply it to a second level. You could use a drasha, two times, but even though A applied to B, you could then take B to C and drag A along through B, apply it to C, if that is somewhat clear. Chutz me kadshim, except for the world of kadshim, shein lemeidim lamed milamed. If you learn one halacha, you can't apply that halacha to a second case. You can't apply A to C through B. So if A applies to B, so you can't say, well, B is next to C, so A could also travel all the way through C. That does not apply in the world of kadshim.
Kadshim is C or B?
Kachim, you know, Kachim is A, B, C. In the world of Kachim, if you have a halacha A, halacha B, halacha C, within Kachim, you can't take A to B and then take A through B to apply A all the way through C. That doesn't work in Kachim. But everywhere else, you can take that, that you can make such drushes. So here's a world of Kachim here. So although Yom Kippur taught a halacha to Sukkis, you can't then take that same halacha Yom Kippur and apply it to Pesach also. Just because Sukkis is next to Pesach, we can't bring over the drusha from Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Halokasha, that's not a problem. The real drasha here is, Kulu mikama gamri. They all learn from the kama. When it says in the pasuk visayir, it goes back to the original source. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says around, 15 lines down, narrow lines down, Kulu mirosh chodesh gamri. They all learn from going back to the beginning of the Parshios and Pinchas about the Karbanos, Rosh Chodesh right in the beginning there. It says, we learn the tahor sha'achas atame. We already established earlier, yesterday's daf, that Rosh Chodesh is mechaper, the sayir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for a tahor who eats tame. Rosh Chodesh minayu l'she'ein by yediyah klal. And Rosh Chodesh learned from the other cases of the yediyahs that don't have any tumas, they have no yediyah. V'kulo mid Yom Kippur l'ein by yediyah b'tchil v'yeshva yediyah b'sof. So it's not because A is next to B, next to C, next to D. It's really, let's say A is Rosh Chodesh. So B learns from A, C learns from A, D learns from A. They all draw back to the original source. We're not going through a number of jumps here. They're all, even though D is not next to A, the letter Vav is able to bring D all the way back to A. And C all the way back to A. So A is the source of Rosh Chodesh, applying the din of Atar, Sh'achas Atame. and Yom Kippur teaching the halachas of Tumah Yediyah. So let's say Yom Kippur is B. So A learns from B, C learns from B, D learns from B, E learns from B. They all go back to the original source of this halacha. It's not going through the D, B, C, A halachas. It's all going back to the original source. And there are no jumps going on here. So the Gemara says, so Tinach, this all makes sense. Kol Dekasev Bei Visayir. All the parshas that say the word Visayir, that Ekshavav, is able to bring you back to the source of Rosh Chodesh and to Yom Kippur. But what about Atzeres? We saw Tosa ask this question yesterday. Atzeres, V'yom HaKippurim D'lo Kasev Bei Visayir. Minalon. It doesn't say Visayir in those two parshas. So there's no Vav to bring Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh or to Pesach or to Sukkot. And it doesn't say Bashavus either, the Ekshavav. So Ella, the Gemara says, it's a different drasha. The reason we know that Rav Meir holds that all the Seerim are Kaparas on Shaveh is because El Amar Yona Amar Kra, Elu Tasu Lashem B'Mo'adechem, these are what you should do on the Mo'adechem, on your Yamin Tovim, Hukshu Kla Mo'adim Kulan Zelazeh. Since it says Mo'adechem, including them all together, is telling us that all Mo'adim, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Pesach, and Shavuos, and Rosh Chodesh are all connected, all the halachas are Kaparas on Shaveh.
And that even goes on Tar Shal Achlas Atameh, which is not Tumas Mikdash Vekadasha, right? Because that we said was like kind of a separate thing that Rav Shimon learned yesterday.
Yeah, but still in the same world of Tumas Kachim, though. A person who eats it, even though, it's still the same halacha.
It's still called Tumas
Mikdash Vekadasha. Yeah, I think the Gemara had said that. So then the Gemara says, is this really true? V'ha Rosh Chodesh Lab Moed, who Rosh Chodesh isn't a Moed. Ibra, Rosh Chodesh Nami, Yikim Mawad, not true. Rosh Chodesh is in fact called Mawad. The Gemara says this idea a few times. Kedam Rabaye, Tam Rabaye, Tamuz Dehahi Shasa, Miluye Milyahu. The year of the Chait of this Chait Meraglim took place in a year where the Tamuz was a full month, full 30 days, and which meant that the Chait Meraglim took place on Tisha B'Av. The fact that it had Tisha B'Av, had rather Tamuz not been full, would have been 29th, so then the Tisha B'Av really would have been Shmona B'Av. But since that year was a full month, 30 days, so the event took place on Tisha B'Av, the Chassid, it says, Karai Lai Moed, we're calling it a Moed, Rosh Chodesh was pushed off that year, and Lishbor Bachurai, reference to the breaking up of my Bachur, of Am Yisrael, so that's a reference to, again, that Rosh Chodesh Tamuz was delayed, it's called a Moed. Now this pasuk is very important here, because there are a number of halachas that relate to Rosh Chodesh being a Moed or not being a Moed. Some say, well, since it's a Moed, you should have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Now, everyone agrees you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Not everybody agrees that you have to eat. Now, if it's really called a Moed, you should have a Chiv Pas. You should have a Chiv Suda. Aruch HaShulchan says, why don't people have Sudas? He's not really sure why. So there's a whole big discussion about what types of halachas apply to Rosh Chodesh and what does it mean that it's a Moed. So Tainus, in terms of Suda, in terms of Malacha, in terms of Halel, all these things relate to this pasuk of how much of a Moed is Rosh Chodesh. But we see clearly it is some level of a Moed, enough to be included in this drasha, Elu Taseh Lashem B'Moadechem, to include all the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh, of Regalim, and Yom Kippur are all connected, that Kaparasan Shavim.
What was this for? I'm sorry. Yeah.
What's
this for that's
Moed? Because the pasuk says, let's look at Rashi. Let's look at what Rashi, I think, will make it clear. Rashi says, Karai le Moed, b'maseches tainis chavtes, tamas dahishasa, tamas of that year, shelshana hashnir litzias Mitzrayim, the second year after leaving Mitzrayim, shenishtalchu ba miraglim be'esim v'tisha v'sivan. They sent miraglim out on the 29th of Sivan. Meluyo malyuha l'tamas, that year tamas was full, means it was a 30-day tamas. And Lefikach, so if you do the math, so the last day of Sivan, plus, that's 1, plus 30 days of Tammuz, that's 31, plus 9 days of Tisha B'Av, so 40 days, that's how long they were away for, so 40 days turned out to be Tisha B'Av. And Lefikach, Irabo Yom Chazar Samaraglim B'Shmona B'Av, they came back on the 8th of Av, V'Yivku Ha'am B'Laylahu, that night they cried, B'Tisha B'Av B'Achu B'Chia Shechinam, the Gemara says, right, they cried not for nothing, Hashem, I'll give you a reason to cry about it, Hashem says, V'Gbo Lahem B'Chia L'Doros. So we see that the idea of the Moed, they call Karalai Moed, that year they called the Moed, they had delayed it. Since we know they delayed it, the Moed of Rosh Chodesh was delayed. And Lishbor Bachurai, says Rashi, is Bechur Ben Habayis. I'm going to break the Bachurai, the chosen one, that's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be destroyed on that day. So again, the drasha is, since they called the Moed, the Rosh Chodesh, a delayed Rosh Chodesh, it turned out the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash took place on Tisha B'Av as opposed to Shmona B'Av, or maybe a Yud B'Av, I guess it would have otherwise been. Okay. Gemara now says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Meir even agrees, though, even though he says all the Seirim are equal, he is Moda, Bisari Harnasa Bifnim, Shu'enu Mechaber Kabarasam. There is one exception. The goat, the Sar Lashem, that's the only one that does not share the Kapara of the other ones, of the Rosh Chodesh, of the Sar Nasa Bechutz, of the Regalim. Vehein ein mechaper kaparaso, and they, the other serum, are not going to be mechaper for that which the Sar HaPnimi is going to be mechaper for. How do we know this? Who ein mechaper kaparaso? How do we know that the Sar Pifnim is not mechaper what the other ones are? Because kapara achas mechaper vein mechaper shtei kaparos. So we know, we saw this already, the Joshua, that the Sar Pifnim has the ability to only mechaper for one wrong thing and not two things. So that limits Sar Pifnim. And how do we know Hein Ein Mechaper in Kaparaso? How do we know that the other Seirim of Rosh Chodesh and Regalim and Sar Nasa Bechutz are not Mechaper for that which the Sar Bifnim is Mechaper? So Amar Kra, Achas Bishana, Kaparazu, Lo Tehei El Achas Bishana. The Kapara that's provided by the Sar Bifnim could only happen once a year. We don't allow the Kapara to take place more than once. And the Braisa clearly says this. Tane Nami Hachi, the Braisa says, Al She'ein Ba'idir Lo B'tchil Lo B'sof. All those three different cases. They're all mechaper the same thing. Now, what's the one thing that's left off this list? They left off the list. What about the Sar Bifnim? The Sar Lashem. It was left off the list intentionally because the Sar Bifnim is a mutually exclusive, a completely independent type of kapara that doesn't share with the other three types of seirim. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Hayah Rabbi Shimon Omer Seiri Rosh Chodeshim Mechaperin Al Tar She'achas Atamer." So Bishma, I understand. So this is talking about Rabbi Shimon Tushita, who felt that each of the regalim added something different. So when it came to Rosh Chodesh's Mechaper on Tahar She'achas Atamer, regalim was Mechaper on Ein Bedia, Ein Yedia Lo B'tchila B'sof. Yom Kippur is mechaper on Ein Yedia B'tchila, but Yesh Yedia B'sof. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand they're all mutually exclusive according to Rabbi Shimon. So why? Why don't they overlap at all? So Bishma, I understand the Rosh Chodeshim Lo Mechaper Yad Regalim. Rosh Chodesh goats cannot mechaper on that which the Regalim is mechaper. The Amar Kra, Avon, the Pasuk says by Rosh Chodesh Avon, Avon Echad Hu Nosei Vein Nosei Shnei Avonos. That the carbon of Rosh Chodesh could only be mechaper for one avon, and it can't be mechaper for the regalim. Ella the regalim nechaperei ad Rosh Chodeshim. Let the seirim of regalim mechaper also for that which Rosh Chodesh mechaper, namely tahor she'achlas atamer. So Amar Kala Patek says osa by Rosh Chodesh. It says osa also osa no se avon vein acher no se avon. Only the Rosh Chodesh carbon could be mechaper for a tahor she'achlas atamer, but nothing else can. That excludes the regalim. So that's how we know that Rosh Chodesh stands alone. So then the Gemara says, what about regalim and Yom Kippur? What about that relationship? Bishlma de regalim lo mechaper na diyom akipurim damer kra achas bishana kapar zulote el achas bishana. The kapara of Yom Kippur can only come once a year, so the regalim cannot be mechaper for that same kapara. Ella, the Yom Kippurim nechaperei ad regalim. Let Yom Kippur be mechaper for that which regalim is mechaper on. The Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Achrimos, Achas, kapara achas mechaper, vein mechaper shtei kaparos. The Sayer of Yom Kippurim is only mechaper one kapara, Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper something else. So that's how we know regalim and Yom Kippurim are also mutually exclusive. But v'hakiksiv achas b'sar hanasa b'fnim hudichsiv. This only explains why the sar b'fnim is independent. But what about the sar hanasa b'chutz? It doesn't say achas by sar nasa b'chutz, so maybe the sar nasa b'chutz can be mechaper on regalim, and regalim can be mechaper in the sar nasa b'chutz. And just the Gemara, Amar Kala, the Pasuk says in Achrimos ben Yom Kippur, milvad chatas hakipurim. Milvad Chatasi Kippurim is saying that aside from the Achas, from the other one, is referring to the Sar HaChitzon, V'Iskush Chitzon L'Pnimi. This Pasuk is talking about the connection between the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel, or if you want to say Sar Pnimi and Sar Nasa B'chutz, the two Seirim are connected. So just like the Sar Lashem is an independent type of carbon, so too to the Hekish, Sair of the Nasa B'chutz is also independent and does not share the same Kapara as that of the Regalim. Everyone's good?
Fantastic.
Okay, good. You have to really be holding in the joshes and kind of... okay, fine.
Good to move on.
Excellent. So the Gemara says, top line of Yudam Abayz, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Shimon quoted Rabbi Shimon saying something a little bit different, that he felt that each of the regalim, or Seirim rather, are adding on to the previous one. So what does that mean? Rosh Chodesh, the Mishnah told us, is Mechapir on Tahor, Sheachas HaTameh. Regalim is adding, in addition to that, regalim could not only is Mechapir on Tahor, Sheachas HaTameh, but it's also Mechapir on Ein Yediyah B'tchila Lo B'sof. And then Yom Kippur comes, and Moshe on both of them, Yom Kippur is Mechapir on Tahor, Sheachas HaTameh, Ein Yediyah B'tchila Lo B'sof, and it adds on top of that as well, Ein Yediyah B'tchila V'Aval Yesh Yediyah B'sof. So it's adding up each of these seir. So the Gemara wants to know, Maishna the Rosh Chodesh Shalom Mechaper Ad the Regalim. How do we know the Rosh Chodesh is not Mechaper on the Regalim? Damar Kro Avon Avon Echad Hu Nosev Ein Nosev Shnei Avonos. We saw this already before, that the Rosh Chodesh Karbon, the seir, Rosh Chodeshim, could only be Mechaper Avon Echad, only one Avon, nothing more. So that's how we know Rosh Chodesh is not Mechaper on that which the Regalim is Mechaper. What about Regalim Nami? Lo Nechaper Ad Rosh Chodeshim. We also saw before, Regalim cannot be mechaper that which Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Osahu nosei avon vein acher nosei avon. So did we say before the Rosh Chodesh only Osa, only the Rosh Chodesh Sa'ir can be mechaper for a Tahor, She'ochas HaTameh, but nothing else can be. So how could Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda say that the Regalim is also mechaper on that which Rosh Chodesh is mechaper? It says only Osa, only Rosh Chodesh can be mechaper on that Kabara. So the Gemara answers, Osa lo mashmalei. He didn't think that Osa indicated that. He did not think Osa was excluding anything else. The Gemara doesn't really explain more than that. We just didn't like that drasha. So therefore he allows Regalim to be mechaper on that which Rosh Chodesh is mechaper as well. So then the Gemara says, Maishna the Regalim de lo mechaper ad yom kippurim. We said that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Regalim is not mechaper on that which Yom Kippur is mechaper. Namely, Ein Yediyah B'tchila v'Yesh Yediyah B'sof. Why not? Because the Amar Kra, the project says, Achas B'Shana, Kapara Zu, this Kapara of Yom Kippurim, Lo Tehei Ela Achas B'Shana, and it can't be used, it can't be achieved on any other day, not on Regalim. So Ihachi, if that's the case, the Yom Kippurim Nami, Lo Nechapri Ad Regalim. So Yom Kippur should not have the ability to be Mechapir on that which Regalim is Mechapir on. Ein Yedi B'Tchila, V'Lo Yedi B'Sof. So that's a kasher according to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, because he said Yom Kippur is Mechapir on that which Regalim is Mechapir. The Gemara says, how do we know this? Because achas ksiv kapara achas mechaper vein mechaper shtei kaparos. That Yom Kippur is only mechaper one type of kapara. It can't be mechaper two, let alone three. So the Gemara says, achas lo mashmalei. Again, he doesn't think that the word achas is coming to exclude anything. And he's comfortable with saying that Yom Kippur is in fact mechaper on that which Rosh Chodesh is mechaper, that which Regalim is mechaper, and that which itself, the day itself, is mechaper.
Wait, but didn't we say achas by kapara is talking about sirat asa b'fnim?
Yes.
And I thought Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is talking about Ein b'yediyah b'tchila b'yesh b'yediyah b'tzof, not by yesh b'tchila.
Right, to look at the next question, the Gemara said, I think that's the next question in the Gemara, Amai d'chi ksiv achas b'sar ha'nasa b'fnim ksiv. That word achas, what you just asked, is referring to the sar nasa b'fnim. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, the Regalim Nami Nechaper Ad Yom Kippurim. So if we said Achas is referring to Sar Nasa B'Fnim, that's completely off the radar. So if you're looking in the world of Sar Nasa B'Chutz, there's no limitation. So just like Yom Kippur could be Mechaper on the Regalim, we should allow Regalim to be Mechaper in Yom Kippur. There's no exclusion of the word Achas anymore. So the Gemara says, why? Because the Chi Ksiv Achas B'Sar Nasa B'Fnim Ksiv. So the Gemara says, you're right. Li'olam Achas Mashmalei. Really, the word Achas is something that does imply once a year. Damar kra v'chiper Aaron al karnosav achas b'shana. Karnosav ha-mizbeach ha-pnimihu dikapar achas mechaper vein mechaper shtei kaparos. Ha-dechiton afil shtei kaparos. So what's the answer here? What's this, Joshua? Right, so I think the answer we're saying here is as follows, that really we're making that hekesh like we said above, that the sar b'fnim is connected to the sar b'chutz. And just like the sar b'fnim is only achas b'shana, so too sar b'chutz is also achas b'shana, which would mean that regalim cannot be mechaper on that of Yom Kippur. So how then can we flip it around to Yom Kippur, could we mechaper for the regalim? So the Gemara answers again, shiny hacha, here is different because since it again says, damar kra v'chiper aron al karnosav achas b'shana, that achas b'shana is really referring to karnos mizbeach apnimi. That's referring to the inner mizbeach, the sar b'fnimi. The kapar achas mechaper, v'inu mechaper shtei kaparos. But ha, the chiton is not included in this exclusion afilu shtei kaparos. I think that's the drasha. Again, there's two achases here. One achas is referring to how we see that regalim can be mechaper on regalim on Yom Kippur, but the other achas is referring to the mizbeach panimi, and that says wait a second, let's say it one more time. Right. Again, the pasuk says achas twice. It says v'chiper Aaron al karnos of achas b'shana midam hachatas hakipurim achas b'shana yichaper alav ledorosechem kodesh kodashim hu lashem. So it says achas two times, and therefore we're making the drasha as the beginning of the achas is referring to that the Yom Kippur kapara can only be achieved once a year. That tells us that regalim cannot be mechaper on the same exact thing. But I think at the end, when we say achas b'shana, rather the achas b'shana again, right, okay, let's backtrack one more time. Achas b'shana in the beginning is referring to the mizbeach ha-pinimi. And that mizbeach ha-pinimi could only be once a year, so too we're connecting it to the mizbeach ha-chitom, could only be once a year. But I think the second appearance of achas is not viewed as an exclusionary word, in which case we could assume that regalim can achieve the same kapara from Yom Kippur. Now, to be honest, we're not really so smooth right now.
Shimon ben Judah says that we're mosif Yom Kippurim on the regalim, right? The regalim are not mechaper on what the Yom Kippurim is.
Right.
And when he says that, it sounds like in the Mishnah that when he's saying it, it's only by the Sir Nasib Chutz, because he doesn't say Yeshba Bitchila V'Yem B'Sof, he says only by Aim Bitchila V'Yesh B'Sof. Unless I'm reading wrong in the Mishnah.
Now, I think he is only referring to Sar Nasib B'Chutz. The question is, it doesn't say Achaz by Sar Nasib B'Chutz. So Regalim and Yom Kippur should have the equal type of Kapara. So trying to figure out then how come Yom Kippur is Mechaper and the Sar Regalim, but the Regalim is not Mechaper and Yom Kippur. So somehow they're saying one of the achats is excluding it, and one of the achats is not excluding it. That's in essence what it's trying to accomplish, I think, but it's not so clear. All right, Tzachin.
Isn't Yom Kippur like the king, and that's the day of Mechaper, right?
Yeah, but there are limitations.
It should be Yom Kippur is Mechaper on everything.
Right, so we saw that in the Mishnah already. That,
the other stuff is,
right. You know, no, we saw in the Mishnah already that the Sar Lazazel does that machlok is whether or not it's Mechaper and other things as well. We saw that already, that discussion.
But the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we're saying that's mechaper for the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. Fine, so I'm a little talking on how to read that last piece of the Gemara. Let's go right here now. The Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the last 10 lines of the Amud here, a whole other concept right now. Tamidim shelo hutzrachal tzibur, niftim tamimim. If they're tamidim that are not needed by the tzibur, you are allowed to be poda them, even though they're tamim. Now, the halacha is, if we just read through some Rashi's here to get some clarity, look at Rashi's four narrow lines down. Tamidim shelo hutzrachnu the tzibur. Shalakchum mimalas chumas alishcha. You bought the carbon tamid from the chumas alishcha. You have to buy the carbonos of the tamid from the New Year's funds. Everyone gives a machzeh shekel, and the funds build up, and you use that money to buy the different sheep. And the Mishnah Erechin says, as Rashi quotes, Ein pochzen mishisha tlam hamuvukarim belishchas hatlam. You never have less than six sheep that are waiting to be brought as a carbon tamid. Mevukar means that they're checked for any movement. So you always have six waiting on deck. Ukshemagir Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, which means at the end of the year, the new funds are coming in, lohayu makriven shuv karbanos tzibur mimalos hachuma sha'eshaket. You can't use last year's sheep, which are bought with last year's funds. Kedamar Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Bechadsho, Chodesh Vehu Abba, Karbon Mechuma Chadasha. The new year comes, the new month comes of Nisan, you need to start bringing from the new funds. So what happens? Nimtzu b'chol shana v'shana arba t'laim b'lishchas ha-t'laim me'malos ha-tshumas ha-yishana. What happened to the last day of Adar? You had six sheep, you brought two of them. Now you've got four left over, which you can't bring because now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you're stuck with four extra ones. Every single year, you have four extra sheep. So what do you do with it? So the next Rashi says, niftim t'mimim. You could be po to them even though they're tamim, even though they have no blemish. Lachshirin b'shanazu, in order to let them, these sheep, be used in the next year. How? So the Rashi explains, Mechalin osan al malos chulim. You take these four sheep, and then you take the kedusha and pass them on to some money. The osam hamalos, that money now has kedusha. Yelchula Mosar Chuma, Yishana, you throw it into the last year's funds. There's always some surplus in the funds. What do you do with the surplus of last year's funds? She'osin Mehan and Rikue Pachim Tzipor Labais Kodesh Kodashim. You use it to fix different materials and Kalim in the base of Migdash and the Kodesh Kodashim. And the Chayven Sheyatsu L'chulin, now the sheep have just been redeemed. So these four sheep are chulin animals. Chosin V'lokin Osam, you rebuy them back. Mimos Chuma Chadasha, from the New Year's funds of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, V'yikru B'shanazu, and then they're going to be brought as a carbon tamid this year. The Alpha Gai Rashi says, She'ein behemas kad sheyachid mischalim b'lomum. Even though normally a carbon yachid, if I have makdish an animal as a carbon yachid, and there's no mum, I'm not allowed to be mechalit, this is an exception. So let's see. So Gemara says now, this is the halacha. One more time. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidim Shlo Tzrachu Letzibor, if they're remaining Tamidim, which means every year there's four extra sheep, Niftan Tamimim, even though they're Tamim, even though they have no blemish, you could still redeem it, which is goes against all the other halachas. But this is a special exception. So the Gemara says, Yasir Rabba Vakamar La La Hashmaitza. He says this halacha, Amalei Rav Chista, Man Tais Lecha, who's going to listen to you? Rabbi Yochanan Rabba, who's going to pay attention to what you're saying? What you're saying makes no sense. V'chi Kedusha Shebehen Lehechen Halacha. How could you just make the Kedusha disappear? We have a halacha that whenever this Kedusha is a guf, you cannot just get rid of the Kedusha unless there's a mum. There's no mum, you can't just redeem something. Samar Lay, so when he responds back, Ula says back to him, and he says to Rav Chista, rather Rabba says to Rav Chista, that Atlo Tisvara, do you not hold the following halacha? The Lo Amrinan Kedusha Shabana Lahechan Halcha. You don't hold that sometimes we don't say this klal. We don't say this klal always. When it comes to a tzibor, Rashi says, Vatlo Tisvara. We don't have this tayin of kedusha shebehen leich nalcha. We don't ask the question where did the kedusha go. We ask where did the kedusha disappear when it comes to carbon yachid. But by carbon tzibor, we don't ask that question. Meaning we allow the kedusha to just vanish when it comes to carbon tzibor. You're allowed to do this because I bring you a raya. V'hatanan, the Mishnah tells us, Moser haketoras mahayu osin ba. What do you do with the leftover ketoras each and every year? So how do you get leftover ketores? So there's machlokas, Rashi, Tosos here. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains, here we go, Rashi, two narrow lines up. Mahayu osin ba, lachshira l'shanim mahaba. If you have remaining ketores from the previous year, how are you able to now permit it for next year's ketores? Dein l'chashana she'ein ba mosar ketores. There's never a year that doesn't have mosar ketores. There's always some level of leftover. We have a lot of ketores, but we add three manim of ketores for the Yom HaKippurim, for the Kohen Gadol to do a special ketores in Yom HaKippurim, in addition to the regular daily ketores. And we have three amounts, and he has to do melo chafnayim, the pasuk describes, he uses his two hands to scoop up the ketores for Yom Kippur. It's impossible for the guy to have such big hands, he could scoop up all the three manim. So he only gets whatever he gets in, and then there's some leftover that's for the ketores. So now you've got some leftover ketores, so what do you do with it? So that's the leftover that Rashi's referring to. Tosos says, look at Tosos, Dibur Maschil Moser Ketores. He quotes Rashi a few lines, and if you jump down to the first medium-wide line down in Tosos, he says, Ubechinam Perishkin. For no reason did Rashi explain this way, because the Balav Hachi, without the case of Yom Kippur, Yesh Moser Shebechol Shana, there's extra. Because every single year, Hayu Mefatmin, they prepare Shisa Shin Samaches, 365 Manim Leminin Mosachama. They prepare 365 amounts of ketores corresponding to the 365 days a year. The Gimel Manim Lechofne become a Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. And there's an additional three Manim that was for the Kohen Gadol. Umi Shisa, the 365 Hayah Nishar Bechol Shana Pshuta Yud Aleph Minyan Kiminin Shishno Sachama Yisrael Mal Shno Salavano. Now remember, every Nisan they would start over again. So Nisan goes based on the lunar, which is only 354 days. So if you have 365 days worth of Yom Kippur, of Ketores, but you only need them for 354 days of the year, you always have 11 days extra, 11 days worth of Ketores that are extra. And that's what Tosa says is the Mosar Ketores. Either way, there's definitely leftover Ketores. How do you deal with the leftover Ketores from last year? So the Gemara says, V'atanan, the Mishnah says, Mosar Ketores ma hayu osin ba, ma frishin mimenu schar ha'umnim. You set it aside, and this is going to be the payment for the umnim, the workers, the ones who are the ones preparing the ketores. And mechalin osa al maos ha'umnim. They now take the ketores, and they mafresh it, they send the kedusha of the ketores onto chul and money. So now the kedusha is on that mos, and then v'nosin asal le'umnin bishar. They now take these coins that have kedusha of ketores and pay off the workers, but you're allowed to because they were doing avodas hakodesh. So you now pay them with money that had kedusha to it, and now the spices are all chulin. And then the chos and vidlokin also mitshuma chadasha. Now you rebuy back the ketores from the money of the new funds. So that's very allowed. That's very much allowed. So am I? Why is that allowed? Nema kedusha shebehen leichan alcha. Ask the same question. How can you just have the kedusha of ketores vanish by putting it onto the mos? There's no mum. There's no mum on the ketores. So just like you're allowed to remove the kedusha of ketores for the purposes of tzibur, so too for the extra tamidim, you can remove the kedusha for the purpose of tzibur. So although in general we ask leheichan kedusha halcha, where to go? That's only in the world of karban yachid, but in the world of tzibur, we allow you to transfer over kedusha even when there's no mum. The Gemara asks a very basic question: how could you compare the world of ketores to the world of tamidim? Amr le ketores kamris. Shiny ketores, the kedushas damim. Who? There are two types of kedushas. There's kedushas damim and there's kedushas guf. Kedushas guf, well, kedushas damim first, is a person buys something that only has value, kedusha of the value, but there's nothing inherently kadosh to it. So let's say I makdish this table. This table has no inherent value to the base of Mikdash, so it's what's called kedushas damim. I mean, the value, the kedusha is only the value of it. If I just extract the value, put it onto money, that money goes to be used in the base of Mikdash. But the table itself has no kedushas guf, it's kedushas damim. It's only kedusha with respect to its value. As opposed to my cow, if I makdish my cow to be brought as a mizbeach, as a carbon of mizbeach, that's kedushas aguf. There's inherent value to it. So with regards to the ketores, Rashi explains on the top of Yud Aleph, kedushas damim, ein ba el kedushas damim shilakha mitchumas alishcha. The spices, you just bought the spices with money from the chuma. But that does not make the ketores into kedushas aguf. Avab kli lo kadsha, ditikadish kedushas aguf. With many items in the base of Migdash, it's not enough to simply buy the item. You have to actually place it into a kli. So if I haven't yet taken this ketores and put it into a kli, so there is no kedushas kli, there's no kedushas aguf until you place it into a kli. So now, since the ketores is only kedushas damim, it's only kedusha with respect to the value, it makes sense why you could just extract the kedusha of the ketores onto the maos. It's only kedushas damim. But to say that by kedushas aguf, that these extra tamidim, which have kedusha aguf, to say you could redeem that kedusha, that doesn't make any sense. And therefore we go back to the original question of how is it possible the kedusha shebehen heichan hacha, where did the kedusha of these four tamidim run off to? So stop here. It's in the middle of a discussion here, but that's it goes on for the next daf. So stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. And,